Good evening and welcome to
Guess what?
It's time for the show again. I am Paul Johnson.
And I'm Calvin Sharp.
So we're bringing some nice tunes to you on this wonderful
Thursday
night. Yep. Hopefully you guys are all cozied up in your futons.
A little chilly today, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Get under those blankets and just, you know, chill out. We'll help you get there.
And folks, that's been the weather with Calvin and Paul.
Yep. Lots of weather here in Easton.
Just so much weather going on. It's unbelievable.
Well, spring break is coming up for some of you guys. I know that it has already passed for others. But if you're looking for somewhere with tons of just like
a lot of weather.
Yeah. Then Easton's the place.
You know, you just got droves of weather.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to start off our selection tonight with the song, a really great song by a group called Cake.
I can rap most of the song, by the way.
Well, I would love to hear that when we go off.
Do a little off air.
Called The Distance. I'm sure many of you know it. It's a really great song. So here is The Distance by Cake.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No wine, he's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he's still.
Right, so that was
for speed.
Yeah, that was The Distance. Calvin, you did an incredible job.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I could treat the freaking folks back home to that rendition. But
it's just such a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So next up, what do we have,
Colin? This song I actually just heard for the first time today, and it blew me away. I listened to it like 20 times today. Tim Buckley is the dad of, you know, famous Jeff Buckley. Did that version of Hallelujah we all know.
Also the dad of me.
Also Paul Johnson's dad. But basically, he was like this sort of folky guy. Then he started doing a lot more jazz folk, and then he made this weird album called Star Sailor, which is just like... just what kind of went off the deep end. Didn't sell that well, but this is actually his most popular song, the most straightforward from this album, and it's just one of the best written lyrical songs ever. So here's Song to the Siren by Tim Buckley.
Long afloat on shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile, till your singing eyes and fingers drew me loving to your isle, and you sang, sail to me, sail to me, let me enfold you. Here I am, here I am, waiting to hold. Did I dream you dreamed about me? Were you here when I was fighting? But now my foolish boat is leaning, broken love long on your rocks now. For you sing, touch me not, touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh my heart, oh my heart, shies from the sorrow. I'm as puzzled as the newborn child. I'm as riddled as the tide. Should I stand amid the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Oh, hear me sing, swim to me, swim to me, let me enfold you. Here I am, here I am, waiting to hold you.
All right, so there was
Song of the Siren by Tim Buckley. Nice little 12-string guitar going on, make it sound really dreamy, make it sound real nice.
Oh, man, that just reminds me of the days when I was hanging around with Pops over with in Pops. The old swing set in the backyard.
And he'd teach me how to fish, and he'd cast a line out and say, Calvin, if you don't bring home 3 big gray snappers, well, then don't bother coming home.
At
you know,
all.
I spent some nights out there in the mud, caked like a frog, you know, just out there searching for any little giblet I could get my hands on, you know, and it taught me a lot. So that's what it makes me think of.
Yeah, and here we are today.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Beautiful life at college.
For a little bit of a change of pace from that last song, we have a song from a really great album, very revolutionary for this artist, I'd say. where he kind of came into his own. This is from My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Lost in the World by Kanye West and Bon Iver. One of my favorite songs from this album. So here we go with Lost in the World by Kanye West and Bon Iver.
Up in the woods, I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my land, I'm building a still down the town. I'm lost in the world.
If that doesn't get your blood flowing, pumping. I don't know what will.
Pumping.
Yeah. So next up, we have a song continuing on the Bon Iver train from his album 22 Million, pretty recent album where he really was getting experimental with different effects on his voice and things, which I really love. It's a really great album. And so here's one of my favorite songs from this album called 33 God. There's 33 God by Bon Iver. Really great song.
Great album.
Really relaxing and ambient, as they might say.
This next one is a guy came up a couple years ago, Willis Earl Beal. He had like a whole crazy backstory, not going to go into it, but
not to be confused with James Franco.
Not to be confused with James Franco of any sorts. Willis Earl Beal has not been accused of any sort of sexual misconduct, so we want to stress that on this show. So this song, yeah, James Franco has.
Oh, okay.
So this song's called "Coming Through." Very bluesy soul, good stuff from this guy. Just making a bunch of weird songs in his house. So here's "Coming Through" by Willis Earl Beal. We'll be right back.
people think that the lies they lead are the truth. They think that what they believe is the truth. They think that what they see is the truth. Well, I'm your boy Willis Earl Beale, and I don't believe that. Listen.
You may never know, but my conditions are the show.
That was Coming Through by Willis Earl Beale.
Great slow jam.
And another really great indie artist, Cat Power, who actually, I'm pretty sure, I was reading an interview with this guy, Willis Earl Beale. He said he looked up to her a lot. So she was featured on that song, which is pretty cool. Cat Power's got a lot of great music as well. This next one is a good little spring ditty from a band down from Georgia. Their early stuff was very just upbeat, happy, twee, stuff like that. So here's Everything Disappears When You Come Around by Of Montreal.
When you come around, everything else disappears. My ears disappear. When you come around, everything else vanishes. When you come around, everything else vanishes. around, everything else disappears. My eyes disappear when you come around, everything else vanishes.
All right, so that was Everything Disappears When You Come Around by Of Montreal, who are of, what did you say, Alabama?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Athens, Georgia. All those like Neutral Milk Hotel type bands, they're one of those.
Yeah.
Trampoline.
So up next we have another group from, I believe, around that same area, actually.
I have no idea where these guys are from.
I think it's the Mountain Goats, and I'm pretty sure they're around that same, you know, they came out of that same kind of southern movement. So here is Up the Wolves by the Mountain Goats from the Sunset Tree album.
There's bound to be a ghost at the back of your closet. No matter where you live, there'll always be a few things, maybe several things, that you're gonna find really difficult to forgive. There's gonna come a day when you feel better. Your eyes are free and easy on that day, and float from branch to branch, lighter than the air. Just when that day is coming, who can say, who can say? Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. There's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home. We're gonna commandeer the local airwaves to tell the neighbors what's been going on. They will shake their heads and wag their bony fingers in all the wrong directions, and by daybreak we'll be gone. I'm gonna get myself. It's gonna take you people years to recover from all of the damage. Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home.
All right, so there was Up the Wolves by the Mountain Goats. Really a pleasant song. So what do we have up next, Cub?
This next one's just a freaking piano rocker right here. Just a real booster. It's Better by Regina Spektor, the second song off her, I think, most famous album. But this one's really good.
Also known as The Goat.
Every song on this album is cool because the first song is a little more solemn, the second one's like louder, and then the third one's solemn. It was quiet, loud, switches like every song. So here's Better by Regina Spektor.
Lots of volumes on this album.
Freaking volumes on this album.
So here we have Better.
Lovely, uplifting song.
Stop talking, Gavin.
Sorry, guys.
So next up, we have a song by, I believe, one of Calvin's favorite groups.
Yeah,
right?
They are one of my favorites. Love Animal Collective.
Yeah. So this is a song by Animal Collective called In the Flowers. Their first song on Meriwether Post Pavilion. Really great album and a really great song. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Really awesome dropping that one.
If I could just leave my body for the night. That's great. Great little tune there.
So I'm going to take some time real quick to just give a nice little shout out to Miss Emma Prescott in St. Louis University. Keep on chugging at the gym, Emma. You know, get
all
that
the way.
Grind
Don't
season.
Stop.
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
ever stop. Keep running.
Exactly.
Away.
Also a great time to remind you guys that you are listening to... Guess Guess it's time for the show again. Right, yeah, sorry. On WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
He's a mighty good leader.
So next up, what do we have, Calvin?
Oh, next up is, I may have played the song last week, but no one heard it because we had a little technical difficulties last week. Either way, a big classic song, Roadrunner by the Modern Lover. It's like two chords, but just a guy shouting about how he loves driving through suburban Massachusetts. Well, I love driving through suburban land too, Mr. Modern Lover. Let's have Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That was Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers. They're from Massachusetts, not actually British. But next up, just a freaking banger of a song. One of the best bands out there right now. Here's Christmas Card by Joyce Manor.
Looking at your
There was Christmas Card by Joyce Manor. We love that.
Indeed. Now we have a song coming up by one of my favorite newer artists. He actually came up about 4 or 5 years ago out of homelessness and playing drums on the street, which I think is just an amazing story. So here is Heart Don't Stand a Chance from Anderson .Paak.
Careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in, but keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just want to pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? In the palm of my hand, ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance, your knees just wanna break, your eyes keep me all in a trance. And let me ask you, I know the approach is so far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Huh. Your heart don't stand a chance.
I remember being tumbled.
All right, so there is Heart Don't Stand a Chance by Anderson .Paak. Real groovy.
Next up, here's a sweet little bedroom pop tune. Philly, here's Mortal Bus Boy by Shelf Life.
There was Mortal Bus Boy by Shelf Life.
Sorry, we were talking photographs, you know, a couple of friggin' art knowledgeable people over here. You know a lot about art. We're just talking about famous pictures, whatever. It's normal. It's whatever.
Yeah, you know, whatever. So we're going to close off the night with a great song that I haven't heard in a while, sadly. But really wanted to get back on the grind of listening to Powerful Man by Sandy Alex G.
Davy broke the law again. Heard this time he's going to the pen. Guess I didn't eat my lunch, 'cause I was gonna miss him a whole bunch. Maybe he was out of line, but he was still a pretty close friend of mine. Maybe he had hurt me bad, but a brother is a brother, and that is that. Mom's in a mood this week, 'cause she thinks her family is going crazy. Guess it started with raised a kid, but I bet I do a good job.